Joseph, one of the many ways you prove when the rapture is found in Daniel chapter 12. And so far, nobody saw the rapture in this chapter. Can you explain to us what is the rapture and how do you prove it?
Praise the Lord. It's actually very simple. Why don't you read Daniel 12, verses maybe 1, 2, 3, 6, and 7.
Okay, Daniel 12, 1. At that time, Michael shall stand up, the great prince who stands watch over the sons of the people.
Okay, just a second. Explain as we go so
okay.
We make it quicker.
All right.
So at that time, what time are we talking about here? See, Daniel 12 is a continuation of Daniel 11, which is the same one big, huge paragraph. It's the same story. In Daniel 11, verse 21 until 45, it's the story of the Antichrist.
Okay.
And 12 is a continuation of that.
Okay.
So when he says at that time, he's talking about the Antichrist and his tribulation. All right. How do we know this for sure? We know for sure because in verse 31, chapter 11, 31.
Yes.
Okay, the Antichrist puts the abomination of desolation in the temple, which Jesus said in Matthew 24, 15 and 21, that when you see the abomination in the temple of Daniel, okay, in the holy place, then flee because it's great tribulation. So Jesus places to the end time and connects it to the rapture, Matthew 24,
all
29.
Right.
So by this, we know that he's talking about the Antichrist. So at that time, he's talking about the tribulation. You got that?
Yes.
It's important to understand what are we talking about, where are we chronologically.
So
Michael is the Archangel Michael,
yes.
The same Archangel Michael that stands up against the devil in Revelation chapter 12, which is it's another glimpse of the Great Tribulation, when Archangel Michael fights against the devil, the dragon, cast him out from heaven, the Revelation 12, 7, and then there is persecution for 3.5 years against the woman, the church. Keep reading.
Okay, so I finished verse 1. Mm-hmm. So here he's talking about the Great Tribulation.
The Great Tribulation. At that time is the Great Tribulation.
At that time, Michael shall stand up, the great prince who stands watch over the sons of your people.
See, the Archangel Michael is protecting the church from the devil in the end time.
Thank you, Jesus.
Mighty Archangel. Let's go.
And there shall be a time of trouble.
Okay, that read tribulation.
All
understand? Right. It's connected to Daniel 11, we just said.
Such as never was since there was a nation, even to that time.
Remember Jesus said, Matthew 24, verse 21 and 22, shall be a time of great tribulation like was never before, and it shall never be again.
Exactly the same words.
Exactly, more or less the same.
And at that time your people shall be delivered, everyone who is found written in the book.
Understand, this is the rapture, resurrection. All right. What follows after tribulation? The
it's
rapture.
True,
we proved many times.
It's true. Here is the rapture.
We're going to prove it again. Resurrection and rapture. Go.
All right. Verse 2. And many of those who sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake.
You see? Resurrection.
Some to everlasting life.
Yes.
Some to shame and everlasting contempt.
So you understand, your people shall be delivered. Okay, these people are alive. Everyone, see written in the book, rapture. Okay, together it says that they sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake. Awake, in other words, resurrection. Keep reading.
Verse 3. Those who are wise shall shine like the brightness of the firmament, and those who turn many to righteousness like the stars forever and ever.
Okay, what is this? Immediately after the rapture, resurrection, there is the Bema, the judgment seat of Christ. The judgment seat of Christ. You can read it, 2 Corinthians 5:10.
Okay, 2 Corinthians 5:10.
Yeah. Some shall awake to everlasting life, other to shame and everlasting contempt. Here you see the, for example, Revelation 3, you see the Church of Philadelphia, blessed, the Church of Laodicea vomited out.
Yes.
Some Christians resurrect and rapture for blessing, others are resurrected or rapture for shame. Understand?
2 Corinthians 5:10. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in his body, according to that he has done, whether it be good or bad.
Understand?
Yes.
So it's like it's not that the grace and the blood of Calvary covers for our crown. That covers only for our salvation. Our crown is by works in Christ. Like it says in Revelation chapter 2, chapter 3, Jesus repeats seven times, each time to each of the seven churches, by your works, by your works,
it's
by
true,
your works.
Yes.
You shall be vomited out, you shall be blessed. Beware that nobody steals your crown. Revelation 3:11, your crown can be stolen. Okay, let me give another speech about the blessings. Revelation 22, 12.
Verse 12. And behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me, to give every man according as his work shall be.
You see, this is talking about rewards here. It's not by grace, it's not by the blood of Christ. Of course, the grace helps us to fulfill God's will, and fulfill his word. Grace gives us power. But yes. Grace does not cover for our choices, for our bad decision. All right. Grace only empowers us to perform the good works if we and not God decide to put them in practice and obey.
Understand? Amen, yes.
Keep reading. Let's go back to Daniel 12. Okay, keep reading, verse 6.
Daniel 12, 6. How long shall the fulfillment of these wonders be? It shall be for a time, times, and half a time.
Okay, how long is this? Well, we can see this very easily in Revelation 12, verse 6 and 14. It says, verse 6, it says 1,260 days, 3.5 years tribulation. Verse 14, it says time, times, and half a time. Mm-hmm. It's an old Bible language to say again, 3 years and a half, 42 months.
Yes.
So Revelation 12, 6 and 14 translates these 3 times and a half, what are they? 1,260 days, which are the same 42 months in Revelation 13, 7, or like it says in Revelation 11, 2 and 3. It says 42 months, 1,260 days. It's the Great Tribulation. Always the same period. 3.5 years, 42 months. Time, times, and half a time. Or 1,260 days.
Amen. Keep reading. Verse 7. And when the power of the holy people has been completely shattered, all these things shall be finished.
Attention. The ending, the finishing of the tribulation will be only when the power of the holy people shall be shattered. In other words, when the church shall be overcome and destroyed. They talk about the disobedient church.
Okay, thank God.
Okay, fulfilled in Daniel 11, verse 33-35, Matthew 24:15-22, Revelation 12:17, Revelation 13:7, it talks about the church being overcome and destroyed. Why? Because, like it says in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, before Jesus Christ comes back with the rapture, there's going to be an apostasy. Now the church is living in the time of apostasy. Understand?
Yes.
So right now the church has to be purged. It has to be made white, like it says in Daniel 11:35. Okay, and then when the church is completely destroyed, the disobedient church, like the church in Russia destroyed by the communists,
yes.
Like the Jews were destroyed by the Nazis. Why? Because they're sleeping. You know, it seems like Jesus said, some Christians think that Jesus said, go into all the world and warm up church benches, make buildings, meet once a week, be careful, be very, very careful, don't preach the gospel, because if you preach the gospel, they might go to heaven. It seems like this is yeah. His commandment. It seems like, look, if you want to do God's will today, just do the opposite of what the churches are doing. You probably fulfill it, understand?
Sadly.
You have to go on the street like Jesus, preach the gospel to the lost. You have to reach the people who are not saved. Not keep preaching to the same people every Sunday, to the people who heard the gospel for 50 years, warming up a church bench, just because those are the guys that give you money every Sunday. Shame on us, Christian. What in the world are we doing here?
What does it mean when the power of the holy people has been completely shattered, all these things shall be finished?
Exactly. It says, it's answering to the questions. Remember the question, verse 6, how long shall be the fulfillment?
Yes.
Fulfillment, the ending. Verse 7, shall be 3 years and a half, time, times, and half
yes.
a time. In other words, after time, times, and half a time, the same scripture, the power of the holy people shall be completely shattered. In other words, that after 3 years and a half, the power of the Christ shall be completely destroyed, and then comes Jesus Christ for the rapture and Armageddon.
Understand. All right.
Understand?
Yes. So in conclusion, this Daniel 12, first it explains the period of the Great Tribulation, and then it shows the deliverance through the rapture at the end of the Great Tribulation. Actually, it emphasizes at the end of the Great Tribulation.
Exactly.
The rapture.
Exactly.
I don't think people really see the rapture in this chapter.
Says when the power of the holy people is shattered, then all these things shall
yes.
be finished.
Very clear.
Okay.
You have to analyze very good the verses, and it's clear.
Exactly. So got the point?
Yes.
So God help us to be ready, so we're not going to get caught unprepared. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. God bless you.
God
Thank
bless
you, Lord.
You. Amen. Thank you.